Ed Davey wanted to get one thing clear from the start.
This is good news for jobs, good news for the economy, good news for bill payers, good news for energy security and good news for the environment, Mr Speaker.
But the Lib Dem Energy Secretary knew that not everyone shared his enthusiasm for the deal to build a new nuclear power station in Somerset.
I respect those who have long been opposed to nuclear technology on principle. As the record shows, I personally have had my concerns in the past, Mr Speaker.
The Conservative Business Minister, Michael Fallon, sat smiling next to Mr Davey on the government front bench. When the Energy Secretary began to talk about how and why the Liberal Democrats changed their policy, Mr Fallon's smile turned into what can only be described as a smirk.
Climate change is a huge challenge to our country and to the world. Some people believe that you can do it simply by renewables, by energy efficiency. I don't believe you can. I believe it's such a serious threat to our world that all forms of low-carbon electricity need to be used, and I would urge environmentalists in this House to reflect on that.
By the time Mr Davey appeared in the Commons to make his statement, MPs knew quite a lot about the deal. Perhaps the only surprise was that it was the Shadow Energy Minister, Tom Greatrex, rather than the Shadow Energy Secretary, Caroline Flint, who stood up to reply on behalf of Labour.
There have today been severe disruptions on the railway line between Doncaster and London owing to a power failure, which has presented my right honourable friend for Don Valley from being here. She does send her apologies to the House, Mr Speaker.
MPs enjoyed that, and it didn't escape their notice that although it was a relatively warm day, Mr Greatrex was wearing a grey pullover under his suit jacket. Was this some sort of dig at those comments, or even non-comments, about people wearing jumpers to keep the heating bills down? It turned out the Labour spokesman was suffering from a chest infection. Back to the matter in hand, and he insisted the opposition supported new nuclear power.
Of course, Mr Speaker, we will look in detail at the agreement and those aspects of the agreement yet to be concluded today. But in principle, we believe that nuclear power is safe, contributes to our energy security, reduces our carbon emissions, and makes us less vulnerable to the vagaries of wholesale gas prices.
The new power station will be built by a group of firms led by the French energy company EDF and including Chinese investors. As part of the deal, EDF will be paid twice the market rate for the electricity generated by the new plant for 35 years. Tom Greatrex wasn't going to waste an opportunity to highlight Ed Miliband's big conference season promise.
While I note the government says you can't freeze electricity prices for 20 months, he has just set them for 35 years for companies producing nuclear power. So does he therefore further accept that when on 24th of September he said our 20-month price freeze proposal would put investment in doubt, today's announcement shows him to have been completely wrong?
Ed Davey dismissed this as proof of Labour's economic illiteracy. There was no warm welcome for the announcement from the Green MP, Caroline Lucas.
The 35-year contract that locks UK consumers into paying around double the market price for power doesn't sound like a good deal to me.
Yeah.
But if he genuinely thinks it's fair, will he agree to full examination of the terms by the National Audit Office?
Ed Davey thought Ms Lucas was in for a surprise. He told her he was happy for the public spending watchdog to look at the deal in detail. There were mixed views about the foreign investment. A Conservative former minister, Tim Yeo, was relaxed.
The prospect of Chinese investment in the nuclear industry in this country is extremely welcome, not least because China entirely shares Britain's objectives of trying to reduce its dependence on fossil fuels for electricity generation, and also because China recognises that the safety and inspection regime of the nuclear industry in this country is the most stringent in the world.
But the Labour MP Barry Shearman, who described himself as a mild supporter of nuclear energy, said he was worried and concerned.
Due to the botched privatisation of the 80s and 90s, we haven't had the capacity in the energy sector to do this deal ourselves. This will be led by French technology, French manufacturing and backed by Chinese finance. What sort of humiliation is this for Britain?
Ed Davey said the deal was not a humiliation. Rather, it was a big triumph.